The 10 p.m. news with Harrison Ashutiku. First, the headlines. Movement along the Douala Yabasi stretch has been obstructed following a landslide that swept away a portion of the newly constructed road. Cameroonians will tomorrow observe a public holiday as the nation joins Catholic faithfuls to celebrate the Assumption Day. Cameroon-born American basketball star Joel Embiid has been decorated with a medal of the Cameroon Order of Valor for his global exploits. The news in full. Traffic has been paralyzed on the Douala Yabasi Highway following a landslide that swept away a portion of the newly constructed stretch between Bonepupa and Yabasi. The landslide that occurred at about 4 a.m. today trapped a pickup heading towards Douala. The governor of the littoral region, Samuel Dedone Iva Deboa, who was on the site to evaluate the situation, announced emergency measures to reinstate traffic flow, including the suspension of heavy-duty vehicles from plying the highway. Pontianus Lawong.
An estimated 25 meters of the newly constructed road, a stone's throw from the Bonepupa 2 junction, have been swept away into the valley, interrupting traffic between Yabasi in Kam Division and Douala. A pickup vehicle heading towards Douala at about 4 a.m. this Wednesday was trapped in the landslide, and eyewitnesses say no serious injuries were recorded. The governor of the littoral region, Samuel Dieudonné Eva Dubois, who was on the field to evaluate the situation, has assured the population that emergency measures are being taken to reinstate traffic flow.
The rainy season in the littoral region is one of the cause of this destruction of roads, and we can say that the government have already taken some measures because the engines are already coming to intervene in this place. But before that, we have an emergency case to make the small vehicle to pass while the trucks will wait a bit.
Officials of the Littoral Regional Delegation of Public Works have disclosed that a technical mission from the ministry has been dispatched from Yaoundé to seek temporal and why not long-term solutions to the problem. Pontianus Lawong, CRTV News, Bonepupa.
Actors of the juvenile justice chain in the Southwest region have been challenged to master the international legal instruments rectified by Cameroon, as well as practical measures in protecting children affected by conflicts. Justice Sakwe Martin made the call on behalf of the Procureur General of the Southwest in a two-day workshop on the improvement of the well-being of children in conflict zones. Enanga Menyoli has the details.
According to experts, children in conflict areas are exposed to rape, trafficking, kidnapping, forced marriages, amongst others. Thus, the need to educate participants on strategic and operational mechanisms for the protection of children affected by conflict.
Justice Mbwagbo Peter, the State Council of the High Court of Meme and Court of Estate Transkumba.
Children, be they victims of the crisis or lawbreakers in a crisis setting. That's why we had to drill them to share good practices and for us to come to a common understanding how we have to treat our children.
Representing the Procureur General of the Southwest Region, Justice Sakwe Martin reminded actors of the juvenile justice chain in the Southwest Region to master these international legal instruments ratified by Cameroon, as well as practice measures and best practices in protecting children who enter the justice system either as victims, witnesses, or accused persons. Same opinion shared by participants.
Jolene Mesumbe Pamela, judge and examining magistrate of the Fako High Court in Boya. I got to learn that the protection of children and witnesses in times of crisis has to do with the collaboration not only from the magistrates or the judges. We also have to collaborate with the Ministry of Social Affairs.
Organized by the Ministry of Justice in collaboration with the United Nations Children Emergency Fund UNICEF, the two-day workshop brought together magistrates, social workers, security officers, penitentiary personnel, who are all actors of the juvenile justice chain in the Southwest region. Enanga Menyoli, CRTV News, Buya.
And on to this press release, the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, reminds the attention of national university opinion in accordance with the press release number 2400377 of August 9, 2024, that the graduation operation of BTS and HND certificates for the July 2023 session will continue every working day from 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. 2024 until Friday, March the 7th, 2025 at the ground floor of the Ministerial Building number 2. High school graduates in the municipality of Garabulai have been given orientation on the best vocational and professional courses that they can embark on during the next academic year. Biki Ongum has the details.
The first edition of the Vocational and Employment Fair in Garabulai, also known as Carrefour des Métiers, brought together different professional and vocational trainers from across the nation. The day that also seeks to valorize youths and locally made products from the East was a forum for young persons to see the different opportunities offered by professional schools and training centers.
It is an opportunity for us to school these youths on the jobs of the future, like IT and management of local decentralized collectivities.
Success stories and professional counseling were used to inspire the young people on the need to get equipped with lifetime skills that guarantee their socio-professional insertion as well as financial autonomy.
The development of Garabulai lies on the shoulders of these youths. You know, they are referred to as the leaders of tomorrow. Without proper career and vocational orientation, they will not be able to accomplish their dreams of becoming successful citizens of the country.
Under the auspices of the municipality of Garabulai and other partners, the students who attended this workshop loaded the authorities for impacting them with such useful knowledge. Bikyungung, CRTV, Garabulai.
Winners of an eloquence and oratory competition on the rights of women and the fight against gender-based violence have been told to share knowledge gained with their peers and promote gender-inclusive conversation when they resume school come September. The call was made in a Fulan on the outskirts of Yaounde this evening by the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Professor Marie-Thérèse Abena-Ondua, while presiding over the closing ceremony of the competition organized by Honorable Vincent de Paul Emma Etundi. Karine Kubong reports.
The competition, which started over 2 months ago, saw young students in the Yaounde 3 Council area treat subjects such as the education of the girl child, the eradication of cyberbullying, economic empowerment of women, and the importance of women in leadership positions. Organized by the École Citoyenne et Politique de Yaounde in partnership with a Franco-Cameroonian Women's Rights Association known as Sunshine, the competition was designed to coach and empower peer educators on the importance of a gender-inclusive society. One of the laureates, Esther Mbazwa, centered her expose on the responsibilities of a girl child in the family.
Girls have to be educated for us to be the good leaders of tomorrow, because we are the one who carry our country of tomorrow.
The competition is spearheaded by the Member of Parliament for the Ifulan area, Honorable Vincent de Paul Emma Etundi, who says it was his own way of encouraging a gainful holiday among young people.
We are sure that they become leaders of speaking about all problems concerning women or violence against women and young girls.
The eloquence and oratory competition, which started with 50 candidates, saw 5 finalists awarded and challenged to serve as exemplary references in their schools and immediate communities.
The 2024 Useful Holidays in Bafoussam, jointly organized by the Bafoussam Regional Artisanal Village and WAPCAM, placed under the patronage of the Governor of the West Region, our Fonko Augustine, has concluded with participants in which the representative of the Governor, Blessed Etengono, presided over the closing ceremony. Details with our West Regional correspondent, Isaac Ngonkum.
The concept of useful holidays in Bafoussam seeks to inculcate lifelong values and the spirit of youth entrepreneurship into the young minds of participants. Mission accomplished for organizers. Geraldine Samo is the coordinator of the Women Arts for the Protection of the Planet Cameroon, WAPCAM, co-organizer.
We had many workshops that we put in place that we wanted children to enroll in those workshops. We had professionals who intervened in all those workshops. The objectives that were set in place for all the workshops were realized.
The youngsters, aged between 4 and 18, were during the period of 6 weeks initiated into various socio-economic activities that will help facilitate their integration into society after school.
I'm born my Samuel and I do music, specifically guitar. I've learned how to play guitar more. It has helped me to know that I can be a future musician.
For the past few months in WAPCAM, I've learned music and it has helped me to play songs and different activities.
The representative of the governor at the closing ceremony, Bless Etenengono, exhorted participants and their parents to continue putting to practice vital lessons learned during the holidays, as this will not only consolidate acquired skills but help them blossom in grand style. Isaac Ngonkum, CLTV News, Bafusam.
Media persons in Cameroon have been encouraged to seek legitimate information about the universal health coverage scheme currently being implemented in the country and amplify its relay to target populations. The call was made in Yaoundé today by the president of the Association of Science Health Journalists and Communicators, Joseph Mbeng Mbom, during a press breakfast organized with media persons. In the following excerpt, the Deputy Secretary General of AJC, Prosant Didier Damasoso, says the media plays a vital role in informing concerned factions.
There are a lot of myths, false ideas, even fake news surrounding the effectivity of the universal health coverage scheme. Whereas, there's also grounding evidence that some people who have HIV/AIDS, mothers and their children, kidney failure and need hemodialysis have effectively been taken care of. So there is a need now to enable mental persons to not only understand what is happening within the implementation of the universal health coverage scheme, but as well have the reliable information from the source, which is the Minister of Public Health, so that they can effectively transmit this information to the citizens. Because if people don't know, they won't make informed health choices and they won't have the capacity to benefit from these services which are effective in the accredited health centers. So that's why a major person serves as relay to the communities, to families and to individuals.
Cameroonians will this Thursday observe a public holiday on the occasion of the Feast of Assumption, the day Roman Catholic Christians believe the Virgin Mary was taken to heaven, body and soul. Ahead of the celebration, the Apostolic Nuncio to Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea, His Grace Jose Alvelino Batencourt, has called for a stop to any obstacles to peace, with the belief that peace, which is a gift from God, is possible in every situation. Kinge Angela Pa.
It all began with a symbolic march for peace, followed by a pontifical mass celebrated by the Apostolic Nuncio to Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea, His Lordship Jose Alvelino Batencourt, in the presence of the bishops of Bafoussam and Bamenda. The gathering for the third annual Pilgrimage of Peace was an opportunity to pray for peace in our beloved country, Cameroon. The Apostolic Nuncio used the opportunity to call on all Cameroonians to change their ways.
We must change our ways to bring peace into our world. We as people of faith are equipped with a very strong instrument with Christ before us.
In his sermon, the Bishop of Bafoussam, Paul Longstikwene, said, "Beside praying, everyone should be an ambassador of peace, a view upheld by the Bishop of Boyer, His Lordship Michael Bibi."
We have a duty and a responsibility to continue to pray so that peace may return in our families, in our society, in our nation, which is Cameroon.
In attendance was the Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Nganu Jumesi, the Secretary of State in charge of roads, Amang Njondo, the Governor of the West Region, Awafunka Augustine, Governor of the Northwest Region, Adolf Lele Lafrique, and a host of administrative, religious, civil authorities, and thousands of Christians. King Angela Parr, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
And in sports, American basketball player of Cameroon origin, Joel Hans Embiida, has been decorated with the Medal of the Commander of the Order of Valor by Sports and Physical Education Minister on behalf of the Head of State, Paul Biya. We have the details with Ben Collins Nyeberwo.
Monsieur Joël Prince Mbete, au nom du président de la République.
Sports and Physical Education Minister Narcisse Moelekombi, on behalf of the head of state, Paul Biya, decorates basketball star Joël Prince Mbete with the medal of the National Order of Valor. Four Cameroonians by birth who distinguished themselves in different fields abroad were promoted to this rank on May 22, 2023. They are Professor Olivette Otele of Colonial History at the University of Bristol, world champion in mixed martial art Francis Ngannou, health personnel of global standing Dr. John Gengason, and National Basketball Association NBA player Joël Embiid. After emerging as the most valuable player of the NBA, Joël Embiid joined the national basketball team of the USA. The team won gold at the just-ended Olympic Games in Paris, France, with the basketballer of Cameroon origin playing a key role. Cameroon-American basketball player who said the medal to him is more than the gold he won in Paris also promised he would play for his fatherland.
Thank you, President, for this moment. It means a lot to me, being Cameroon and having lived here and being around my family, all you people, the Cameroonian, the support that they've given me all these years. Really appreciate it. And, you know, doing my best to represent Cameroon.
Minister Narcisse Moelekombi told the basketball star who plays for Philadelphia 76ers that Cameroonians are impatiently waiting to see him represent his country of birth. He said the award is proof that the head of state, Paul Biya, is keeping an eye on the different sports disciplines and on athletes who are defending the colors of the nation.
Ben Collins Nye Berwo bringing us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashutiku.